This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-bum. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You calling a bum?
Not you.
All right. Sorry, Maddie. She called you a bum.
That's all right. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, you'll bum you. Yeah. I'm not calling anybody a bum. I was bumming.
All right.
Bum. I have a story coming up where someone's like, you should probably take your bum out.
Well,
you know, that's coming up.
Oh,
that's
my
just,
gosh.
That's a preview.
What a tease.
Right?
Job.
You should probably take that thing out. Take your bum out.
You mean this?
Do I?
I don't know.
I guess I'll wait for the story.
Well,
bum. Remind me that I did the bum thing during it. So, how are you?
I'm great.
How are you?
Oh my God, so good.
Yeah. How's your wife feeling?
She's sick.
Oh, still.
Yeah.
So, It's daddy duty.
She was around a little more, which I actually am torn. It's nice to have help. I'll say it just because I feel the need to. Single parents, man. Oof. And I'm not one.
Yeah.
But it just even an extra minute, I'm like, get off me.
Right.
And the kids look at me like, what?
What am I doing, Daddy? I'm just busy being a kid over here.
We just need you to do more stuff for us.
Right.
Oh.
Your work is not done, my friend, Daddy. Daddy, my friend, Daddy. Got stuff for you to do.
Yeah.
Raising kids.
Yeah.
I will say, if you're a single parent and you're pulling it off, you're a hero.
The guy that wrote in yesterday, I thought about him multiple times. He's in a wheelchair and a single parent.
Right.
And pulling it. And I could tell because he gave a crap. He was like, I really want to be with them doing things that I can't go do.
Yeah.
And I thought, you've got the out. I know that's...
Look, people are looking for outs. There's no question.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And there he is.
I can't do it, man. I'm in a wheelchair.
Plugged in.
I can do it, turns out. Yep.
I always think about my mom. She had two boys, you know, raising two boys for a long time.
Oh, as a single mom, you mean?
Yeah. Single mom, working full time as a nurse.
Wow.
Yeah, she had a lot on her shoulders.
You know, though, West Virginia is like a village. You just bring your kids wherever you go. Yeah. Bring them to the bar. They can hang out there, run around the beer garden.
I did run around town like a wild maniac child.
And, plus, you had woods.
Bother people.
And mountains. I really love to hear, like, people's origin stories. Like, where did you grow up? What was around you? Because exploring is what kids do. And we don't let kids these days kids are like, I don't even want to. I just want to, I got a screen. I'm good to go. Like, I worry about that. Like, we all had to make adventures.
I would say that's not entirely true. I think some of this is on parents. Parents don't want to be distracted by the kid being out of their sight. So they keep the kid underneath them at all times.
Yeah.
You get in that nest. and I'm going to sit on your head.
No, we were free range kids, all three of us. I mean, there's no.
Well, I had
and many people our age were.
Did have a period of time I was on a leash in the backyard.
Yeah, I can't say my mom never tied anybody up.
Yeah, yeah. I ran out in traffic once and almost wrecked a car, so mom put me on a leash in the backyard for a little while. It was on the clothesline.
Oh, that's great. It's like a dog run.
I had to like my own little
clip them in
dog
and you can run. Well, you know, you got to be able to keep
neighbors
your eye on a kid.
Neighbors would report her today, but you know.
Yeah.
Back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably the best thing for that kid.
Yep. That's true.
Knowing me, I probably loved it. Just
right. Yeah, I'm like a dog.
Yeah.
Woo! I mean, who didn't want to be a little baby animal when they were a kid? You make your little rabbit's nest or whatever in your bed. And
Edie is still that around, all the time.
Running around like a dog or a horse.
Or a cheetah.
A cheetah.
She's a cheetah.
She's a cheetah.
That's cute. Does she like going all fours around the house and pretend
she's
she'll do all that stuff, and then you can't get a picture out of her without her going,
oh, that's so
because
cute,
she
though.
She wants to be a cheetah.
She's a cheetah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm ready. Go.
Go ahead, take it. I say, cheetah.
Can we just get a smile? Okay, no. Got it.
Yeah. I wonder where she got that from.
Oh, I see all kinds of
similarities.
Boomerangs catching me right in the face. Wow, there's
Sandy
me.
Just laughs gently to herself.
Uh-huh.
Is there one daughter that you think is more like you?
No, I see. I absolutely see it. I think it's part of, I don't know if it's the joy, but it's interesting to be a parent and watch little pieces of each of your kids be you or where'd they get that?
Or not be you. Right?
Edie has, my youngest has so much care and concern for others naturally. And she's someone who will, this was like from a little girl. I can't state the age. She would get something for herself and bring one back for you.
Aw.
And like, you're all, Isla never did this. What is happening? So there's certainly, Isla absolutely has some of that self-centeredness that I've had to work on.
Yeah, she's also a chatterbox.
Yeah.
Now, is the little one kind of a chatterbox?
No, they're both.
Okay, so they both got that gene. That's good, because their mom's not so much.
No. Well, no, she, that's
she's
not true.
She's soft-spoken.
Soft-spoken, but she's, I've actually, I have a million friends, and I like life and all this stuff. I've never seen anyone keep up with their friends the way this lady does. She,
there are people who, that is a mad skill. The in-touchedness, which is totally appreciated because friend groups do drift apart if there isn't one person who does maintenance on it.
She's someone who will drop what she's doing and go, oh, we're going to that? I got to go to that because that's my thing.
That's my core group right there.
Okay. And I don't trip on it. I'm always like, hey, look at that. I got some free time.
Mm. Well, as long as they bring the kids.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, come on.
It's one of the best things about, you know, being you when you're a mother or a father and you've got friends who have kids similar ages. It is just so relaxing to sit with someone else who is also as exhausted as you are. And you just sit together and you watch the kids and they're having so much fun entertaining each other. And you're just, this is great, isn't it? We just sit here. You want to take, we sleep in shifts. You want to take a quick nap? It's fun. Just hanging out at playgrounds. I remember me and Cherry used to just meet at a playground every day.
You and Sherry.
Basically every day. We'd go wherever. We would just go, you go hang out at malls. Like, let's go to a mall. It's because it's raining out. Just
you
let
hate
them,
malls.
I wasn't going to go shopping or anything. Just go there and be like, it's one long contained space. They had to be like, you could even say like, you gotta be able to see me at all times. But go, run like the wind, child.
Mm.
So we were those people, the annoying people with their annoying kids at the mall.
Well, I mean, I think most other people with kids totally get it, so they're not tripping.
Right, there were herds of children running around.
Single people, though, I was that guy. I definitely knew, I've said it before, that the holidays used to feel like a nuisance to me.
Yeah.
Like, just a giant pain in my butt. Now I'm like...
Obligations.
I was just talking to Edie last night, and I was saying, I can't wait for Christmas.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Just rushing it.
We were talking about her birthday and she's like, what comes after August? And like, it was a whole thing. But when we got to the holidays and in my head, I was just like, oh, that's going to be fun.
August is one of the best months to have a birthday in because it's quite devoid of other celebrations. Nowadays, nowadays, people do go back to school in August. Like we would go back to school, I think, the Thursday after Labor Day when I was growing up, just my whole life. So I like this whole mid-August thing is very new to me. But my brother's birthday is August 15th.
Oh.
And yours is the 18th or 19th?
Wait, no, 19th.
Oh, right. She was born like right after
it. It was like 1818.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was 1918.
Right. So anyway, in August, it's summertime. So the weather's great. People are around. And there are no other competing holidays. Like, I've got a girlfriend whose birthday, Marianne, is the 29th of December. So between Christmas and New Year's, it's really a busy, incredibly busy time. And all of her birthdays wind up getting lumped in with some other party. But in August is like the best month.
She actually said, it's funny that this is how we're talking, but because I didn't mean for it to be, but she said, it would be so great to have your birthday on Christmas. Then you'd get double presents. Mm. And I was saying to her, I don't know anyone that likes their birthday on Christmas.
Nope.
No one.
And you don't really get double
you
presents.
You don't at all. Most people go, sorry.
And Sean's birthday is, my son is January 14th. So a lot of times I'm like, oh crap, I forgot all about your birthday. Let me just grab one of your Christmas presents and put that away for your birthday.
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
I don't tell him to his face, but I say it in my head. Well, let me just snag that one. That's a good one. Let's get that one. Get you anything. It's tough. It's hard to be around the major holidays. Like, we knew a guy whose birthday was the 4th of July, which is nice because there is a party going on your birthday at all times, but it's not necessarily a party for you.
Well.
His wife brought a cake to my house and I totally forgot to serve it.
Yeah, it's tough having a birthday around 4th in July. Yeah.
Was that right?
Yes. She brings over this huge sheet cake and I put it in the fridge and then...
Sheet.
A sheet cake.
Sheet cake.
A sheet cake.
Sheet.
Sorry, was anyone confused about that?
Yeah, just making sure. Just want to make sure it's a
absolutely
sheet cake. Go on.
So she brings over a sheet cake with his name and the happy birthday and the red, white, and blue and puts it in the fridge and then we throw a party and everyone's hanging out and having fun and then everyone left. And then I found the sheet cake and then I went, oh boy. Like, if I was her, I would have said, hey, it's time for my sheet cake to come out. Very quiet person.
Yeah, I don't know.
I felt terrible about it. I'm like, oh, my God.
What'd you do?
I continued to forget about it.
Did you eat it?
I thought maybe I brought it into work.
And we I don't ate remember it that.
Or something. Maybe but not, but it's usually we're on vacation. I can't remember.
I don't get joyful over food like others at all.
Oh, come on, a big slice of cake.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I won't eat it, but I don't think about it. I don't get all, oh, when I get you know where, I'm going to eat you know what, and I'm going to eat a lot of it, and I'm never going to stop eating it until I'm done eating it, and then I'm going to eat some more. I don't think like that. Huh.
Your mind is such a foreign place to me.
What?
I'm just like, give me some
food. I don't get that either.
I
plan food around. Like when the vacations.
I have a
vacations
story about food. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, if you're Barack Obama, of course you're eating at all the best places. Michelin star. Of course.
Well.
Not even paying for that meal. You're Barack Obama.
He did finish his duty young and he's living his life.
Yeah.
And he didn't leave in scandal. So, you know, Bill Clinton.
Right.
He can still go places and not be the guy that did the intern.
Yeah. He's beloved. He walked out of heaven. Oh, my God. I know.
That guy had
way to taint your legacy.
He was rolling in it and then just ruined it at the end. And he can't even show his face places anymore.
Well, he's definitely, I still like him, whatever. He's human, blah, blah, blah.
I understand what
stuff,
you're saying. But
I definitely feel like that was a massive taint. On that note, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Speaking of talking about massive taints on someone's life experience.
Is that a thing?
Tainted love?
No, yes, a massive taint. Like, is that like, do you want a big one?
I have no idea, Vinny. I
call that band name. Massive taint. That's my new band name.
Okay. You know what?
I don't know if I have a big one or not.
Well, I mean, there's always mirrors. You could. It's a. Did I already do the KLLC, yeah, KLLC HD1 San Francisco's here? Everybody else.
Bail!
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.